Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jummah Mubarak, thank you for being here today with us. Just a couple of announcements and reminders before we continue with the khutbah. Every Sunday we will continue with our online classes. That begins with Sheikh Shahid's Fiqh of Salah class, which begins at 10:45 a.m. And then we'll join Dr. Siddiqui for Tafsir at 12 o'clock noon. Both classes will be in the same session using the same link to Zoom and YouTube. We can only continue to offer Friday prayers, inshallah, if everyone follows all the guidelines. These guidelines are put into place to enable safe and smooth operations during this time. So please, again, be mindful of our guidelines, and inshallah, we'll continue to be able to meet like this every Friday while this situation continues. At this time, we are not allowing walk-ins or for other people to swap registrations with each other, and we respectfully ask that you only register if you're quite sure that you can attend. Please register only for yourself. If you register on behalf of someone else, then please use their name, and of course, do not register more than once for the same person. This is just a reminder for everyone because these are some issues that we continue to see. It's very important to wear the right kind of mask and to wear the mask properly. Please wear your mask for the entire time you're here at ISOC. The mask should always cover your mouth and your nose. Each person should use their own prayer spot, even if you're from the same household. And those are marked on the ground. And of course, if you're not feeling well for any reason, please stay home until you feel completely better, inshallah. Once you have finished your salah, please leave the campus immediately using the back parking lot. And of course, this evening, Muslim Youth Group MYG will be having a discussion on gender relationships and friendships. So please plan to join at 7:30 this evening. The talk will be held online. Just a reminder to please get familiar with the guidelines. Please visit prayer.isocmasjid.org or follow ISOC on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. I'm pleased to welcome Dr. Siddiqui, who will give today's khutbah. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala salah. Hayya 'ala salah. هيا على الفلاح هيا على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنام سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه الكرام بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده فصلاة الله وسلامه عليه وجزاه الله عنا وللأمة كل خير دائما وأبدا إن شاء الله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. All praise for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and peace and blessings upon His prophets and messengers, all the prophets and messengers of Allah, from Adam alayhi salam to Nuh alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, and the last and final prophet Muhammad salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi wa alayhi majma'in. I bear witness that there is no God except Allah. And I bear witness that Muhammad salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi is last and final prophet and messenger. I remind you and myself that we always be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and live our life as Muslims. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُ مُسْلِمُونَ. Among the lessons of COVID-19 that we are learning and we should learn is that family is very valuable. Our relations, especially our family members, it's very, very important. We should keep that. There are many people who lost their family members, and there are many people whose family members got sick, and the tragedy is that they could not even be visit them in the hospital, and they could not be with them even at the last minute of their life. There are people who are living far away, visit them because of this situation, and there are people who are even living closer to you. They visit them often, or even if you visit them, you visit them with a mask, the social distance, all of these things. You know, people share things when they lose them. We have them, we do not pay really much attention. So it is very important to pay attention. Family is very valuable. Family is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Family ties sustain you, strengthen you. Our Prophet ﷺ said, family relations, if they are good, they will make you live longer. And also he said that it will bring prosperity if you keep family relations good. So family is the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran, وَاللَّهُ جَعَلَ لَكُم مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا وَجَعَلَ لَكُم مِّنْ أَزْوَاجِكُمْ بَنِينَ وَحَفَدًا وَرَزَقَكُم مِّنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ أَفَبِالْبَاطِلِ يُؤْمِنُونَ وَبِنِعْمَةِ اللَّهِ هُمْ يَكْفُرُونَ. Allah is the one who made spouses for you from among yourselves, and from your spouses He gave you children and grandchildren, and He provided you with good things for sustenance. Will they then believe in that which is false and show ingratitude for Allah's blessings? Show ingratitude to Allah's blessings. So it is very important to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and show gratitude to Allah for His blessings. Appreciate the blessings in a right way, and do relationship very good with each other. You know, Ayyub alayhi salam's story is mentioned in the Quran. Ayyub alayhi salam was tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he got sick, very sick. And not only that, but he lost his children, one after another. All the children passed away. But he was very patient. He was very steadfast. His iman was strong. And he remained that way. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ أَهْلَهُ وَمِثْلَهُمْ مَعَهُمْ رَحْمَةً مِنَّا وَذِكْرَى لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. So He gave him his family, and also we gave them more. وَمِثْلَهُمْ مَعَهُمْ. His family became much more. And this was رَحْمَةً مِنَّا وَذِكْرَى. This was a rahmah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this was also a reminder from Allah. Zikra li ulil albab, for the people who have minds, who have brains to think, who use their brains. And these are the people who are mentioned also in the Quran, that the people of ulul albab, alladhina, innama yatadhakkaru ulul albab, alladhina yufuna bi ahdillah, wala yanquduna al mithaq, والذين يصلون ما أمر الله به أن يوصل ويخشون ربهم ويخافون سوء الحساب. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Al-Ra'd that who are those ulul albab? Who are the people of wisdom? Who are the people of brains? Ulul albab. These are those who fulfill the promise that they have made with Allah, and they do not break the promise. They do not break the pledge. ولا ينقضون الميثاق. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that is يصلون ما أمر الله به أن يوصل. And those who connect that which Allah has told them to be to connect, that to be connected, join that which Allah has told them to be joined. And يخشون ربهم, they fear their Lord, and they fear the evil of the punishment, of the accounting on the day of Allah, on the day of judgment. يخافون سوء الحساب. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ يَنْقُضُونَ أَحْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مِيثَاقِهِ وَيَقْطَعُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ يُوصَلْ وَيُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ اللَّعْنَةِ وَلَهُمْ سُوءُ الدَّارِ. And those who break the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those who break the ties, and these ties are the ties of relationship, because this is the Quranic term, صِلَةُ الرَّحِمِ. صِلَةُ الرَّحِمِ يَسَلُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ يُوصَلْ. صِلَةُ الرَّحِمِ, having good relations with your relatives, is the Quranic term, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has emphasized that very much in many places in the Quran. So good relations in the family is very important part of Islam. And the qualities of the believers are those who take care of صِلَةُ الرَّحِمِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا. And be mindful of Allah, and be mindful of your relations, your family relations. Indeed, Allah is watching over you. The Prophet ﷺ said, مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيُكْرِمْ ضَيْفَهُ وَمَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيَصِلْ رَحِمَهُ وَمَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا أَوْ لْيَصْمُتْ. رواه البخاري. Imam Bukhari reported this hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. He said, whosoever believes in Allah and the last day, let him honor his guest. And whosoever believes in Allah and the last day, let him connect with his family, have observed the family ties, family relations. And the one who believes in Allah and the last day, speak good or keep silent. فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا أَوْ يَصْمُتْ. So all family members, they should love each other. If they live together, appreciate each other. Be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are together. Every day should be thankful for Allah. And also have good relations, no dispute, no fight. People are nowadays saying that too much we are seeing our family because home, and so they are fighting. The family violence has increased, family abuse has increased, dispute between the spouses has increased. This is unfortunate, because this is a lack of sabr and also a lack of shukr. Sabr with each other, patience with each other, and also be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you have your family with you. So those with you who are with you, appreciate that. Live with, nicely with them. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. Those who are far away, connect with them. Know them, call them at least. There are so many ways now you can connect with them. You can meet them even virtually, but do that. So this is important, and avoid the disputes. And those who are in need, find out who are in need. Help them, support them. Don't ignore them. This is the most important thing, is that you care for your family. Of course, you have to take care of other poor and the needy people. First is your family, yourself, your family, and your relatives. You have to take care of them. And then that's why Rasulullah SAW said, لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ لَمْ يَرْحَمْ صَغِيرَنَا وَيُوَقِّرْ كَبِيرَنَا. Not belong to us. They are not part of the community. Those who are not kind to the young among us, and those who are not respectful to the elders among us. So young people, treat them nicely, with love, with care, with kindness. Older people, yes, love them, care them, but at the same time also have respect for them, especially the respect of the parents. respect of the elders in the family. And the Prophet ﷺ said, خَيْرُكُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِ وَأَنَا خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِ. The best of you are those who are good to your families, and I am the best of you to my family. So Rasulullah ﷺ emphasized that. Look at my example, because he is the example. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. For you in the Messenger of Allah is the fine example. So follow the example of Rasulullah ﷺ. And one of the important aspects of Rasulullah ﷺ's example is kindness to the family members, care of the family members. And this becomes like a culture of Islam. This has become the way of Islam. Family ties, family relationship is very, very important aspect of Islam. So this is the important aspect. And also, there is a very beautiful hadith in which the Prophet said, learn your relatives, learn your lineage, and teach your children your lineage. That means teach your children your family members, their names. Who are your family members? Where are they? In different parts of the world they are. So tell them about them. Because he said, تَعَلَّمُوا مِنْ أَنْسَابِكُمْ مَا تَصِلُونَ بِهِ أَرْحَمَكُمْ. This is a hadith, sahih hadith, reported by Imam Tirmidhi. It says, تَعَلَّمُوا مِنْ أَنْسَابِكُمْ. Know from your lineage by which you can connect with your relatives, your family members. فَإِنَّ سِلَةَ الرَّحِمِ مَحَبَّةٌ فِي الْأَهْلِ مَسْرَاتٌ فِي الْمَالِ وَمَنْسَاتٌ فِي الْأَسَرِ. Because good connection with the family members will bring, increase the love in the family. And also it will increase your prosperity. مَسْرَاتٌ فِي الْمَالِ. And also it says, وَمَنْسَاتٌ فِي الْأَسَرِ. And also it increases your lifespan. You live longer. If you connect with your family members, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless you by the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by His blessing, of course, life and death is all in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can increase because of, just like if you take good care of your health, inshallah you will live longer. Although everything is ultimately known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but there are some asbab, and the asbab are also, the things are connected with asbab. So we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us that consciousness that we appreciate our families and we also have good relations with family members and help them and support them and connect with them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us always on the right path. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillah, hamdan kathiran tayyiban mubarakan fih. والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنام سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه الكرام. Please remember in your dua several people who have requested dua, and of course many others who are not well. So make dua for Sayyid Badruddin, brother Abdullah Khalid, and sister Siti Marjan Shabdin, and sister Noor al-Fawziya. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them and give them shifa. Allahumma shfihim ya Allah. Allahumma shfi at-shafi la shafi ya illa ant. Allahumma shfi mardana. Allahumma shfi mardana wa mardha al-muslimin. Oh Allah, give shifa to all those who are not well and keep us always healthy. And then also make dua maghfira for people who passed away. Sister Nagin Fattahi Dasmal, sister Rafia Khalid, brother Muhammad, Dr. Muhammad Shafqat Ali. Shafqat Ali, some of you may remember, he was been one of the pioneers of the of here in the Islamic society. He was a math teacher at one of the high schools in Long Beach, but he was also first principal of the weekend school here at the Islamic society a long time ago. So among the people who founded the Islamic society. May Allah bless him. He passed away yesterday. He was buried at Rose Hill. also assist Brother Rizvi Shabdin. And please pray for Sister Saima Ghazal Atif. Her funeral will take place at West Memorial Park at 2:30 p.m. today. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all these people. Give them maghfirah. Allahumma aghfir lahum ya Allah. Allahumma aghfir lahum wa rahamhum wa afihim wa afu anhum. Allahumma akrim nuzulahum wa sa'i mudkhalahum. Allahumma aghsil khatayahum bil ma'i wa salli wal barad. اللهم نقهم من الذنوب والخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الابيض من الدنس اللهم جازهم بالاحسان احسانا وبالسيئات عفوا منك وغفرانا اللهم ارحمنا اذا صرنا الى ما صاروا اليه عباد الله رحمكم الله ان الصلاه تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله اكبر فاقيموا الصلاه